Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Facing Your Fears with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Ingrid Green Adams. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears Blog Talk Radio show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing 3 other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. Worked as a criminal and civil private investigator for over 30 years. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She's a member of First District Missionary Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee, also the SCLC Justice for Girls. She's a big supporter and loves standing in the gap for domestic violence victims and survivors. And he really wants to put an end to domestic violence by getting help for the abusers. Evangelist Norma Chapman's desires to reach out to many people that are living in this deadly environment. Ingrid Green, co-teacher, mentors, Ingrid Green Adams.
Good evening to all of my listeners out there on today. I want to thank you to each of you for tuning in on today's show. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us to go forth, Father God, with this radio show, Facing Your Fears, Father God, praying that, Father God, everything that we do and say be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and that, Father God, some listener out there, Father God, that's standing in the need of your word on today, Father God, that we may be an encouragement to them, Father God, and, oh, Father God, that they may learn of you, Father God, and when it's all over, Father God, that you may get the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Yes, listeners, on today, we have an exciting show awaits you. On today, will be our topic is keeping your head above the water. And we'll be hearing the word from the Lord on today. But before we go into our episode on today, we have Ms. Elder Jessica Hartley in the studio with me on today. And she's a member of Beacon Light Baptist Church. And she's going to be talking about an event that you may want to take part in or be present. And I'm sure there will be a blessing to all of you in it. And then it's the Unified Prayer Event that will be happening on Tuesday, October the 1st, 2019. Good afternoon, Elder Jessica.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
It's so a pleasure
this event, we're
you.
Really excited. Thank you. We're really, really excited about this event. It is named Shake the City. This is the second one that we are doing this year. Shake the City is really something that God pushed through me, pretty much telling me to pray. We need to pray like never before. The city is going through so much. People are just going through so much, and they really need to just hear from God. And the way that we get God to respond to us is by open communication, and that is prayer. So on this upcoming Tuesday, the 1st of October, we're going to gather together different people from different churches all across the city, and we're just going to come together and pray for not only our city, we're going to be praying for pastors and for churches because there's been an alarming amount of pastors who have been losing churches, pastors that have been committing suicide, people that have just been giving up, and churches that are losing members. Our churches are kind of hanging on by a thread, so we just want to seek God's face to help us turn it around in our churches and to give our pastors hope. And so we're going to be praying for pastors. We'll also be praying for parents who feel overwhelmed. You know, we see so many parents who are raising children and really just need a helping hand, who really just need the support. But if they would just look to the hills, we know that God is a present help in the time of trouble. He's always right there. So we'll be lifting up parents as well. And the last one, the one that we just added to the agenda, we're going to be lifting up any teachers, any educators, any staff members at schools. It could be custodians at the school, anybody, counselors, data managers, business managers, anybody that works in the school setting that's working with our kids each and every day. It is a very stressful environment. A lot of people don't realize how bad the education system is taking a turn for the worse, and we really need to pray and uplift our students and our teachers so that we can keep on doing what we need to do. As an educator, I definitely understand the stress and the anxiety that comes with being a teacher. So we just really want to send some encouragement. So on this Tuesday at Beacon Light International Baptist Cathedral, located at 1937 Mirabeau Avenue in New Orleans, we want everybody to come out to 7:30 p.m. We have some of the best singers and best preachers and prayer warriors coming out to help us lift up the name of Jesus and to pray. We have Evangelist Melanie Pichon. We have Pastors Justin and Amorous Ross Hillard. We have Jasmine Henderson. We have DC Cause, Vernon Bird, Natalie Michelle, Drea Marie, Shay Keju. We have Kim Cherie. We have so many people that are coming out and helping us lift Jesus that night. So we would love to have everybody that can to be there. It is absolutely free. There is no charge. So we really would like everyone to be there because we know that a lot of people need to just be under that kind of anointing and that kind of power, and especially to experience the power of prayer. So we're really excited about this event.
Thank you so much, our Elder Jesse. Probably listeners, if you're listening out there on today, I'm more than sure that you will enjoy this great event that's going to be at Beacon Light Baptist Church in the unit. There will be the Unifying Prayer event that's going to be happening there on Tuesday, October the 1st, 2019 at 7 p.m. Elder Jessica, I'm so very happy to have you on the show. I am going to ask you at this time, I know you're not my guest on today, because I know you're going to be appearing later on the show in reference to Jessica Harvey, but I would just like you to let the listeners out there know that you are a minister of music as well, and you're working in the vineyard for the Lord. And I'm not going to put you on the spot today, but I would love to hear you sing "He Knows My Name," if you can give it just one, not even the whole song, but just a verse of it, "He Knows My Name." And I want the listeners out there to know that she also will be at the Unified Prayer event. And I'm more than sure she will be singing for the those that attend that great event as well. Would you do that for the listeners out there? Just give me a verse of, just a short verse of "He Knows My Name."
Oof, you look, you definitely put me on the spot today.
All right, that's okay, you can do it.
No fire can burn me, no battle can take me, no mountain can stop me, because you hold my hand, and I'm walking in your victory, because your power is within me. No giant can defeat me, because you hold my hand. Is that good enough?
That's good enough, Jessica. Because God knows our name, and I'm more than sure that
does.
Jessica and the entire Beacon Light family will be expected to see some of our visions out there. I want to thank you for tuning in on today's show, Elder Jessica Harvey. And listen, she will be one of our upcoming special guests soon in the month of October. And I did put her on the spot to seem as if she was hoarse. She probably sung all day yesterday. But what a great, great woman of God. And she always inspiration to everyone that she appeared before. And God has given her a great gift. And I want to ask the Lord to continue to anoint her voice, continue to bless her as she travels down the path that he has chosen for her. Thank you again, Elder Jessica Harvey, for tuning in on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show with yours truly, your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. And I pray that all the listeners out there will continue to tune in as we go into our topic on today, which is Keep Your Head Above the Water. Today's episode on Facing Your Fears with myself, yours truly, host Evangelist Norma Chapman, is a reflection on how everyday life, that on our everyday lives, that cause us to be overwhelmed with issues that we sometimes cannot find a solution to solve without drowning. Being reminded of the biblical story about Jesus and Peter, when the 12 disciples were out on the sea and their ship was in a terrible storm, they were very afraid because the ship was out of control. Winds and waves were very high. They looked and they saw Jesus walking on the water. This is real coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 14. On today, we're going to as we're going to be starting at verse 22, and we're going to go down to verse 25, 27, and 28. But this is a reflection on Peter's life that can connect with some of us today. And as Jesus was walking on the water, in which at first the disciples thought they saw a ghost, they thought it was a spirit out there. One of the disciples, whose name was Peter, asked Jesus, can he come where he was? And Jesus replied, come to me, Peter. When Peter stepped off the ship, he was actually walking on the water, headed in the direction where Jesus was. He took his eyes off of Jesus and looked down and realized he, too, was walking on water. Immediately he began to sink and became afraid, crying, save me, Jesus. This is what happens to us when we don't stay focused and lose faith in God, looking every way instead of looking to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible tells us to look to the hills, which cometh all of our help. Jesus is always standing nearby, to keep us from falling, from drowning, from going in the wrong direction, which can lead to destruction. I pray that you stay tuned in on today's episode as we talk about the Word of God. We're going to be discussing on today about what lies ahead when we don't keep our eyes focused on God. And I want to encourage you in knowing how we should keep our heads above the water and not sink in our troubles, sorrows, fears that can overtake our lives and cause us to give up on our shortcomings, in which we can overcome by giving it all to God. Yes, we'll be talking today about faith, trouble, shortcomings, life, fears, sorrows, and prayer, what prayer can do. So if you have your Bibles available, and if you do not have them available, that's okay. I'm going to read for you, starting at in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, starting at verse 22. And the straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to go into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. Moving on down to verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went into them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, is it a spirit? And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And when Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thy, bid me come unto thee on the water. Verse 29 said, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And the 30th verse says, but when he saw the wind begin to buckle, and he was afraid and began to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? What the Lord was telling to Peter there, if you'd have just stayed focused, if you'd have kept your eyes focused on me, then you would have begun to do what I was doing, walking on the water. But Peter began to sink because he took his eyes off of God. We do that sometimes. We begin to get in trouble, and we begin to have obstacles in our lives. We begin to not give it to God. We begin to work things out for ourselves. But I'm here to tell you on today that if you just give it to God on today, you too can do what Peter thought, what God told Peter to do. We can actually do all things through Christ that strengthen us. And if we was out there on the sea as Peter was, and then God said, well, come to me, and we began to go to him and stay focused on him, we would reach the part where Jesus was out on the sea. But Peter did not do that. Peter began to look down into the water, and then he became afraid because he said, and then he began to sink. He began to ground. And Jesus told Peter, you have little faith. If you just kept the faith and kept coming towards me, staying focused on coming to where I was, you would have been where you've been. You would have walked on water that day too. Listeners out there, I want to encourage you on today. When storms rise in your life and the winds begin to blow, and then you begin to give up, not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go, I want to encourage you to give it to Jesus. I want you to get out on your knees and tell the Lord about it and leave it there. Don't begin to take your problems back into your own hands, because God doesn't show up at the time you think he should show up. God is always on time. All we got to do is give it to him and wait on the Lord. And I'm a living witness that God will prevail, and he will do just what he said he would do. He promised to never leave us nor desert us. And I know that the Lord will do just what he said he would do. Now, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 14, verses 22 to 31, back forward here to 14, still in the chapter, Matthew 14, verses 13 through 20, only a little. The disciples can be commended for their concern for the crowd that followed Jesus. Before Jesus had told them to leave him, and before he went up to the mountain, they all was in a certain place. And then what they were doing, I think it was a multitude of people that was around, and this is where God did the miracle, to where he fed 5,000 with two loaves of bread and two fish and five loaves of bread. So when you go down in the Matthew the 14 down to verse 22 to 31, then Peter, this was an example that happened. And Peter's example, the Bible is explaining it there, that Peter had been criticized for looking away from God. Actually, we need to applaud his readiness to step out on the sea. After all, the other disciples out on the sea. After all, the other disciples stayed in the boat. It is true that if we step out in faith, we risk failure. But only by stepping out will we personally experience Christ's power. That means that what it is saying to us here, that we will never know what God can do. We will never know the power that God has given us until we do what? Until we step out on faith and say, well, look, I can't do this myself, but I'm going to turn it over to God, and I'm going to let God work it out. And have faith in knowing that God is going to do just what the scripture said he was going to do. So remember, listeners, we must do what? We must stay focused. We might not have a girlfriend, and she always tells me, Norma, you got to stay focused. And I think she's one of the listeners on today. She knows who she are. She always says, you must stay focused. Don't think that sometimes as ministers and as women and men of God that obstacles will not come into your life. Yes, yes, we are going to experience just as anybody else, because we are what? We are in the flesh. And Peter tells us that. He said, I die dead in the flesh. Every time I want to do right, sometimes my what? My flesh takes over, and I begin to do, even though I want to do right, but I find myself doing wrong. So that means that we have to stay prayerful, stay watchful, and we have to always do what? Abiding in the works of the Lord. Listen, as I tell you all today, when God gave me that last night to say, keep your head above the water, you know, and when he began to talk to me about that topic, I said, well, Lord, because sometimes we find ourselves drowning. You know, Joe Simon made the song, Drowning in the Sea of Love. That was the reason for that topic that he named that song, Drowning in the Sea of Love. I met people in love, and he began to get all emotional, and he began to drown in the love that he had for the individual that he was singing about in that song. That's what happens to us. We begin to drown in the sea of whatever situation that stands in our lives. And I want to encourage you on today to just keep the faith and know that God is the answer to all of our problems. There's nothing too big for God to do. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. All we got to do is turn it over to the Lord and watch him work it out. Watch him work it out. listeners on today. I'm just excited about the word of God on today. I'm excited about God giving me this to come. I didn't know I was focusing on who was going to be the special guest on today. The Lord took He stepped in and said, well, I'm your special guest on today. So we're entertaining God on today as our special guest, listening to what he has to say to us. And that's what a listener out there may need this on today. I don't know why God gave it to me, but I can attest to sometimes that when my faith begins, not saying that I lose faith totally in the Lord, but I get to where I want things to happen and happen right then and there. And if it takes too long, I begin to have a little doubt about it. Well, Lord, do you hear me? Is it going to happen? But you see, when you give it to God, you're not going to have no doubt. You're supposed to know that God is going to do it. If he doesn't do it, it's not in his will to do it. And we must what? Accept his good, accept what he's doing, and accept that we still should honor him, glorify him, magnify him when he says no. But some of us, when he says no to us, then we get the big head and we say, well, I don't want to go to church. I don't want to listen. I don't want to pray because I feel that all the faith that I have and all the service that I give God should have given me this or whatever you're asking God for. That's not the way it works. God comes when he get ready to come. He blesses the way he wants to bless us, and he put in our lives just what he knows that we need, not what he think we need, but we ask what we think that we can handle sometime. And God said, no, I'm not going to do that because I know if I give it to her or give it to him or her, they won't be able to keep it. He's looking at future. He's looking at what could happen. He knows what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know. But we want things, and we want things to happen for us, and we want to ask God for them, and sometimes it's not the right time in our life because there's a season for everything that happens in our life, and sometimes it may not be the right time that God want to bless you with it. So we're talking about Peter with little faith on today, and you would find that in 14, verse 31. Peter had enough faith to get out of the boat. You see, Peter stepped out the boat. He had faith to get out the boat. He knew he was Jesus. But what happened? Did he have enough faith to keep his focus on God and what I'm saying today? But in the water, his attention was distracted. See, that's what happens to us sometimes in our life. Don't sometimes we get distracted. We can be going out, driving our cars, and we could be listening to a gospel song. We could be talking to God, and all of a sudden someone will come from behind it and jump in the front of it, and then you'll stop listening to the song and stop talking to God and say, now, why did he do that? But why did he do it? Shouldn't have been our praise. Well, our praise should have been, well, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you stopped it from hitting me, or you brought the danger all the way around me, and I could have been hit by the car, or somebody else's life could have been in danger. So that's what we do when we take our eyes off of God, and we begin to be distracted with all other things that come into our path. Even a little faith would focus on Jesus. Quiets our doubts. What that is saying to us, even to have a little faith in knowing and say, well, Lord, I don't know how it's going to happen, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but I have faith in knowing that you will work it out for me. And you might say, well, when you say, I don't know how, but then I want you to have God, well, not I, but God wants you to have the faith and say, you're going to do and you're going to fix it the way, Lord, you want to fix it in my life. And I'm going to glorify you, I'm going to magnify you, and I'm going to give you all the honor and all of the praise. This is out there on today. We're talking about why do we doubt God? Why do we worship him? Why do we magnify him? Why do we give him the glory? Because we do what? We don't expect others in our lives to recognize the miracle that God sees and performs in us. So we begin to glorify God for what God do for us, for what you know that's working in your life, for what you know how God is moving in your life. But a lot of people want to give the glory to other people, and they want them to see, well, look at me. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. That is not what faith is. That is not what God wants you to do. God wants you to look and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for waking me up this morning, because without you, Father God, I wouldn't even be able to get up out of bed. And then when I got out of bed, I was using the activities of my limbs. I began to open up my mouth, and I heard my voice. I began to look, and with my eyes, I began able to see what I was doing in front of me. That's what we need to every day of our lives. We need to stop and just say, Lord, I thank you. I just thank you for another. If you don't do nothing else for me this day, Lord, I thank you for blessing me to see another day. And I want to thank you all for listening in on today. I pray that I'm going to want to have a 30-minute show today, but I pray next week at the scheduled time that we will resume back with our hour show. And I just thank you for calling in on today. I'm sorry, last week I had technical issues and I was unable to go on the line and unable to be able to open up the studio. But with that being said, we want to just close our eyes for a minute. Father God, we thank you for the word that went forth on today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all the callers that called in on today, Father God. Maybe somebody have a bowed down head. Maybe somebody's going through some difficult times. Maybe somebody is standing in need of a blessing, Father God. Whatever the reason, Father God, we thank you for them on today, Father God. And Father God, I pray that something that I said, Father God, that would encourage and inspire someone in their lives, Father God, or someone they know that they heard what I said and can bring it to them, Father God. And, oh, Father God, at the end of the day, all that was said and done was pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Father God, and that you may get the glory. And maybe some listeners out there somewhere around the world, Father God, do not know you're the partner of their sin, Father God. At the end of this show, they'll come running saying, what must I do to be saved? They'll be like Nicodemus wanting to know more about you, Father God. I want to hear more about you. And listeners out there, I thank you again for tuning in, and that's going to be include our show on today. I thank God for each and every one of you for being so loyal and supportive to me every week, for tuning in on Faith in Your Fears. This is your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman. Until next week, be blessed. Bye-bye.